News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
That RTE has spent €230,000 on luxury chauffeur services since 2021. Aisling Maloney, political correspondent with The Independent, has the detail. Who are these luxury chauffeur services being provided to, Aisling?
Good morning, Anton. So RTE, the national broadcaster, has provided information to the Public Accounts Committee, which shows that they paid, as you said, €230,000 for luxury chauffeur services between 2021 and up to 2026, kind of nearly so far this year. That's across 1,100 journeys. So it kind of give an average of around €208 per journey. So these are being provided to dignitaries, celebrities and others that RTE deems need a chauffeur service. A spokesperson for the national broadcaster yesterday said that sometimes these are used, they're often required chauffeur services for the Late Late Show, the Toy Show, live sports programmes and live performances by the RTE Concert Orchestra. And in many cases, these services are necessary to ensure the guests arrive at the RTE studios on time due to the scheduling of the interviews and other competing factors. For example, if the guest is coming in from abroad, coming in from the airport, and these would include actors, authors, musicians, performers, dignitaries and more. Now, the Public Accounts Committee Chair, John Brady, who's a Sinn Féin TD, is questioning the spend on this and saying that it raises questions, I suppose, over the new leadership's movement. And he's saying that it echoes the high-flying, I suppose, natures of or high-rolling, excuse me, culture of the past that may have been seen in RTE, that they are still paying for a limo service. I'd like to add the balance here that, you know, there are other media companies in Ireland, for example, News Talk and Virgin Media, that pay for taxis on a different scale for their contributors. So it's not unusual for any guest on a programme to be offered a taxi when they're going on a live programme. And in that vein, RTE have also spent over €300,000 in 2025 on taxis. So that also comes into it as well. And their spend on taxis is something, it's about an average of about €25,000 per month spent on taxis.
And that's for grand contributors, a month
guests
on taxis?
And employees. 25. Yes, and that's... Yes, and that's an average spend. I'm not saying that's every month, but on average, over 2025, for example, it was about €25,000 to €26,000 spent on taxis. That is for staff. So when staff need a taxi when it's necessary for business reasons, RTE have said that they can get one. They also can get one when it's outside of public transport hours, and then also contributors. So the people that that go on the RTE programs live in studio can get a taxi there and back. And so the Public Accounts Committee are kind of probing some of this, probing the spend and probing whether it's good value for money, I suppose, as well. And for example, I suppose RTE recently put out a tender for driver services only in the last couple of weeks, I think, with an estimated value of about €175,000 over a 5-year period across 3 suppliers, which is similar to the figures that I'm looking at here from 2021 up until the present day, which is about a 5-year period, edging into 6 years, with a contract that is with a driver service. That was, as I said, €230,000. So the tender they're putting out is about a 24% decrease on that. So possibly we're seeing there that the broadcaster themselves is tendering for chauffeur services to pay less money on them. And that would be something that they're looking for. So as we can see there, you know, like, it's further probing of RTE's payments and finances and making sure that they are trying to get good value for money. The chair of the PAC, as I mentioned, John Brady, said that the amount spent on the limousines seems excessive, and that it was all the more staggering given the amount of money that the government had given to RTE over the last number of years. People might remember they were given 725 million up to the end of 2027, and then it will be reviewed by government again.
Aisling, thank you so much. Aisling Maloney, political reporter with The Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.